Chapter 200. "I'm here," she says, sinking to her knees in soft, spongy, and overgrown moss among trees. Bark and branches weave and tower over her, arms to shelter her grief. I came for you." Her hands touch the ground, gently brushing the lingering remnants of pain. She knows him. She knows him. He is her other face. This is where he last was. This is where he lay. This is where he left, where he was taken from her. Too soon. It is always too soon. There is no word to describe this hurt, this pain, this sundering of self. No wonder under or above the heavens to explain what she has lost, without seeing, without knowing. "I knew," she whispers, because she felt it when he left, when he was taken. She felt it in that indescribable place deep within herself. She closes her eyes and her hair frames, narrows her field of vision to this spot on the ground. No blood, no outline to demark it as special, other than the feeling in her blood, her bones, her mana, her soul, that screams of loss and sorrow and grief and suffering. "My essential self," she whispers, tears burning at the corners of her eyes, hot and painful like so much fire. "Forgive me." "It was I who killed you by leaving," she thinks. "I should have been there. I should have been with you. We should never have been apart." There is no shame in this grief, so she does not wipe her face. The anchor flickers, and she can see the barest and faintest trails of magic from between her splayed fingers, pressed to the ground. "This is your fault," she whispers, eyes focused on the ground, heart pumping useless blood into her body when her soul has already been taken. "If there was no conclave, if this did not happen, I would not have had to go, stay, leave. This is your fault." The anchor says nothing. The woods say nothing. Her soul is silent and absent. "I came to you, running," she says, and her bones ache from such fast changing of shapes. "To escape Skyhold. She had to escape. Prisoner in the hold. They would not let her come to her soul's side. They would not let her see. She had to." She shed the skin of elf and became raven, one among dozens of Leliana's aviary, and flew in the morning with them. For speed, once she was out of sight and away from Skyhold's normal routes, she changed in a wolf. Silent as the moon, swift as shooting stars, she ran across the frostbacks until she found the shores of the waking sea. There she transformed herself back into an elf and hid among Inquisition ships, then became a raven again and pretended in a cage. Once they were in the free marches, she was a doe, running, leaping, racing. "My face, I come for you, my face, myself." Now she is woman once more, naked as the day she was born and just as empty. No, not as empty. He was with her when she was born. He was already there, waiting. She cannot remember a time when he was not in this world. "It is not fair. Just because you were born first doesn't mean you have to leave me so soon," she whispers, nails making slow tracks in the soil. "What do I do without you?" He would tell her to go back. Her place is with the Inquisition now. Lavellan is gone. She is the remains. The Inquisition stands. She is their keeper. "Please." She curls over the ground where his body was, and her heart yearns and wants, and she wants, she yearns, and there is no answer, no response. "Please." She loves him. She will always love him, because he is herself, reflected into another body, and I understand this, but she forgets. You are whole in yourself, I remind her, quietly, carefully, gently, because the Iron Bull always says not to wake dreamers, and she was dreaming this entire time, hoping for some different outcome to wake up to. He is in you, and you are in him. You died when he died, but you are also still alive. You shouldn't have come, she says. I will always come, I reply. I can't leave you. Not when I'm suffering, she sighs, and her body pools with grief. This is a suffering you cannot fix. She looks up at me, and her eyes are black and red and weeping, a rain of sorrow upon her sun-seeking face. She reaches for me, the passion of stars, falling and fading and dimming. I go to her, and she kisses me softly. Forehead, eyes, cheeks, nose, chin, corners of the mouth, center. Take it to him. He is not a spirit, I do not tell her. I cannot go find the dead. I do not tell her this because she does not want to hear it, and she already knows. Yes, I tell her, because she taught me that sometimes you need to lie. I disappear from sight, but I stay, and now she can pretend to be alone again, like she wanted. But she knew I was with her the entire time. I am the wall of daggers that replaced the wall of Hala in her sleep. I am the wall that protects her in dreams. I am the body that holds her in waking when she cries. She weeps. She holds the ground. There is absence, silence, and I do not watch. Her grief is private, singular to herself and her lost soul. I am not sorry that I followed. I will bring her home to you. I will bring her home. I came back, I say, and I slowly sit in the cradle of roots at the base of a tree, moss and sunlight. The anchor flickers, lazy and content. I came back. I will always know the place I left him, where he left this world. I would know it, and I am drawn to it. The anchor draws demons like a beacon. This place draws me, my new north. I close my eyes and I feel him linger. Some place I cannot reach. Not yet. Soon, perhaps. Soon. I am coming. My face. Myself. I am coming, and you will be upset that I followed you so soon, but I do not think it is in my hands to control. Or perhaps, it is better to say, it is my hand that controls it, just not myself. It is no longer my hand. Perhaps the relic was Felondin's, I muse, and he, knowing the pain of separation from Dirthamen, wishes to reunite us. A breeze, fingertips on the back of my neck, the impression of squinted eyes, a fond shake of the head. My heart aches, it bleeds, it bruises, violent violet. Come back to me. The sky is healed. I sealed rifts across Thetis. I have seen beautiful things, amazing things. I have gone to Kirkwall, and I have seen the place it began. I have gone to Ferelden and spoken with the king, lover of the warden commander, remover of the curse of the wolves. I have gone to Halam Sheral, our stolen home. It is decadent and obscene. I have seen the Dales, the Dearth, and I have even gone to the lost temple of Mithal. There is more sorrow in that place than you could ever imagine. Sunlight glitters, and a bird sings in the distance. I hear the quiet movement of my heart in a clearing, patient and grieving for his own lost kin. It is done, I whisper, and I close my eyes, leaning against the bark. It is not done. There is more to do. It is never ending, it seems. They want. I want. What the individual wants is not always what the good of the whole needs. I know. I still want. I curl into the bark and bitter pain leaks through me. One of them, to my face, said that we were sin. I whisper, as if being quiet will dilute the insult, make it real. Accused us of propagation of the soul, perversion and heresy. I could have killed him. My hands are restless claws, and the bitter black threatens to return. I should have. I did not. It was my right. How dare he? They do not know. They have not the right to judge, to throw that insult into the open, the sin of souls. Never. I would never. We would never have never. He is myself. We are the same. We could never do what we were accused of. Bared teeth in the back of my mind, a wolf's snarl. Yes, I curl around the memory of you. I know you because I am you. Your reactions are mine. I won. I touch my fingers to long-healed scratches. The pain was good. The pain was proof. My truth is stronger. My honor is stronger. I am stronger because I am more than my body. I am him and I am me, and we are one. We are the same. My heart hurts. I am one. This new self of mine, I am not used to. I am missing parts of me. I have been missing parts of me. Now this body reflects it. My soul, gone. My clan, scattered or dead. My Haren, no longer himself but a stranger. My hearth, gone cold. Mahanon. I sink to the ground over where his body once lay, fading. I, too, have faded. I touch my fingers to where his heart was. Mahanon. I close my eyes. My body aches with emptiness and wrongdoing, wrong being done to me. It hurts, but I continue. I have no choice. Stay, I whisper to myself, and the temptation to remain is strong. You don't have to anymore. Cole says from the shadow of the trees. You don't have to do anything anymore. No one is asking. I thought you left. One last time, she says. And I went, but that does not mean I cannot continue. You do not ask, but I will follow anyway. Because this is what love is. It means not leaving you. It means seeing and not ignoring. I see you. I see your pain. I won't ignore it. You would love him, I whisper, to the place where Mahanon should be. You would love him. I love him. He is ours. Friend, fellow in pain and loss. I am no longer Inquisitor. I am no longer myself. I have lost too many parts. They do not fit together anymore. I am no longer sister, daughter, first, or keeper. The parts that stay are sparse. On the back of my eyelids, I can see the anchor that is no longer there. It calls to me. I want it. I do not want it. I am adrift, caught in a storm, and I cannot choose my own path. It calls to me. He doesn't know. Cole's voice is distant and close at the same time. It isn't his anymore. Mine, I whisper, and the anchor on the back of my eyes pulses, wisps that reach out to me. Yours. There are things in this world that will always be yours, Cole says. Yes, I whisper, palms flat against the place Mahanon's heart was last beating, then not. They are afraid for you. They don't know where you are.
Did you say anything?
I told them you were leaving.
I am already gone.
I told them you aren't coming back.
I am no longer what I once was.
Cole's voice in my ear. I told Dorian that you love him and that you're sorry you couldn't say it that time in Halam Sheral. You didn't call him. Out of all of them, he was the one you didn't say anything to. I told him it was because you loved him too much.
I swallow and nod, mouth dry. I do. I do love Dorian, a brother and a friend. So close, our branches tangle, the tips of our roots touch.
He hurt, but he understood. He grieves.
I am gone, I answer. I do not know who will return to the world.
Will the person you are becoming still help people?
I turn and seek Cole's face out and reach for him. His hand is gentle in mine.
The person I am becoming will always love you, Cole, I answer. Will that person forgive?
I don't know, Cole.
I close my eyes.
Betrayer, bitter parts of me whisper. He loved us.
I know.
He seeks redemption, but doesn't he realize that there's nothing left to redeem?
You cannot redeem him, but you can't forgive him either. He makes tragedies out of what is already gone. He drags the ghosts back because he doesn't know better.
You could teach him. You know how. You know how to let the bones lie. You know grief.
My heart wails.
I do.
Teach him. Show him.
Yes.
The end.
The music used in this podfic is Dawn Will Come by Trevor Morris. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong, and from there you can find a link to the author's post. Thanks for listening!
Reader's notes. It's done. Oh my gosh. Okay. So that expression might make it sound like I didn't enjoy doing this. And that would be a lie. I enjoyed every moment that I was podficking this. It is delightful. Super, super delightful. On Twitter, when I was talking about this podfic, I would hashtag it Delightful Dragon Age Inquisition Podfic, because that's what it is. It's very delightful. The reason why I'm like, woohoo, finally done, is I asked permission to podfic this possibly like last March, I think-ish. And when I asked permission to do it, there were less than 30 chapters, and the author was pretty great and was like, yes, of course you can do it. Just be aware that I have at least 30. And I had asked, like, do you have any idea how long it will be? Sort of arc type deal. And the author responded with, no, I have no idea. So I was, you know, in my head thinking, whatever, you know, there's 20 some already, 30 definitely written. You know, maybe like 50, whatever, like max type of deal. And then it just kept going and going and going. And so as delightful as everything was, every time I woke up to an AO3 notification of,
Malasuladin Nadas has updated chapter blah 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 blah, I would simultaneously in my brain go, yes, new chapter of awesome fic, and oh god, another one. Just because I had to podfic this thing. Which, I mean, I could have stopped at any time. And actually, I did stop for a while in, like, September or so. The author came out with the first Trespasser chapter. And I hadn't played Trespasser at the time. And so I sort of, you know, contemplated a bit, caught up on what I was doing, and eventually decided that I would just put it on a hiatus until I had actually played it so that I, you know, wouldn't spoil anything for myself. And also that I wasn't going to force myself to play it when I wasn't feeling it so that I wouldn't spoil the game for myself in forcing myself to play it when I didn't want to. And I'm glad I waited. I played it in December and it was glorious and awesome and everything that I could have hoped for. And then I had like almost 70 chapters to podfic. And I did it. I'm done. I'm super excited. I have no idea when this chapter specifically will go up, considering I have to edit and beta listen all of these. But it is currently still early January. So, woohoo! The other thing I will say is that this is one of the only fics about an inquisitor that I've read. It's not my favorite genre. You know, sort of main character is somebody's OC, which, I mean, hey, write those stories. Like, good on you. I just, it's not my favorite genre. I find it hard to relate to the original characters. But this one, something about it just, I mean, it helped that the Inquisitor in this story was not exactly the Inquisitor that I played, but very, very close. And I made a lot of the same decisions by accident that this Inquisitor made, which was amazing. But also just, it's slow, but the buildup of this, like the creation of this character, it gets to the point where, like, I mean, the last chapter is purely from her point of view about, like, another OC, and it's heart-wrenching. So, yeah, super awesome. Yeah, I think that's all I have to say, other than that this has taken a long time and was an experiment in work-in-progress stuff, and yeah, I'm done!